This is KCUR. Edgar Allan Poe's 1842 short story, The Mask of the Red Death, serves as the inspiration for a new opera called Red Death. It follows Prince Prospero, played by Nathan Graner, as he attempts to escape a plague raging outside the castle walls. KCUR's Julie Denechet stopped by a recent rehearsal.
Greetings, my friends. Welcome to my castle. While the Red Death ravages the land beyond these walls, you will remain here with me, safe from all deadly pestilence. From this moment on, none may leave, and none may enter.
My name is Nathan Graner. I'm singing the role of Prospero in The Red Death. Prospero is a little zany, but also very brainy and fun. So there's the zany part that is like, let's have a party. We're going to lock the doors, bar the doors, no one gets in, no one gets out. And also the Red Death doesn't get in. So he thinks that he has it all worked out. And then by the end of the opera, he finds that he is entirely wrong. just wrong. And he has to face his own mortality.
All the wise die just like the fool.
My name is Daniel Das, and I am the composer of Red Death, a new opera. It's fascinating to think about what does Edgar Allan Poe sound like, or what does the color of his words sound like. So that's the fun part as a composer, is taking the text that's on the page and then thinking, okay, what would this sound like in music?
Let me play it. So here's 8 bars.
It's very satisfying as a composer to be able to take different elements of a story, different emotions, and then take my interpretation and say, no, I think it sounds like this for this moment. And it's fun when in a moment the emotion changes very rapidly and then it goes into something else and then that sounds like this. And it's a fascinating thing. The music that you're creating can represent so many different emotions.
Take the departure like a guest filled with wine.
I'm Brian Colley and I wrote the libretto for the opera. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways to view the story. A lot of people will see it simply as a class issue where it's rich against the poor, and it's the rich people thinking their wealth can protect them from death. But to me, it was more about the whole folly of man trying to avoid death. I'm surprised how full of life and how joyful the whole thing is going to be when it's finally done. It's like, even though the text really dwells on death, the whole performance of it is so lively and fun and beautiful. It's all about how great life is.
Red Death, directed by Tara Varney, runs July 18th through July 26th as part of the KC Fringe Festival. Find out more at kcur.org. The Artists in Their Own Words series is supported by the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency.